Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You can always tell when Metal Chris is on the board. It's such a different kind of music than what we get with AMAC. Or
I got my style, my with, taste, you know?
I mean, you are uniquely you, man. You keep doing you.
I couldn't do it any other way, man. I don't even know how.
I mean, you should pass some of that along to Anthony Haney so that he could play it on the Hoffman Show.
Yeah, he's welcome to all these songs are in the system.
I mean, but does he know any of these? I mean, is there any chance that Anthony Haney...
So I put the Hoffman Show's hotkeys together for their return music, and it's pretty much all hip-hop.
Yeah, I was going to say, is there any chance that he knows Corrosion of Conformity?
I doubt he knows COC. You know COC? He says he does.
You know COC? Are you down with COC? Yeah, you know me.
Is it this one?
It is that one. Yes, I can
hear
you.
It is this one?
Yeah.
I have a very
You're on the radio.
Musical taste.
You have a very eclectic musical taste?
Yes. Or I guess I should say taste in music. It ranges. We can go Adele.
How far back does it range?
We can go...
Who's the main guy in COC? You know that?
No. No.
Honestly, have you ever heard of Corrosion of Conformity?
Yes.
Really?
From North Carolina, Pepper Keenan. He's played with the Metallica Boys before. They used to be all over MTV and stuff. Not really famous now, but.
See, I can tell a BS artist when I just look at one.
I know. I knew
when
he didn't
I
know who
just
Pepper
look
Keenan
at
is.
One.
I knew when he didn't know who Pepper Keenan is.
Not only did he know who Pepper Keenan was, he didn't know who Salt Keenan is.
You seem very upset, Rooster.
Not upset. Tired, cranky. Been up since 5 in the morning. What were you doing at 5 in the morning, Haney?
I was
asleep. You were asleep. I was roostering.
I heard you.
I was preparing myself for the day to represent both radio stations, of which I'll make exactly zero extra dollars for. But because I'm a good teammate and because I'm a good employee, I went above and beyond, like Miss Ivy said I did, to represent Odyssey DC at one of the biggest events and announcements in history.
I love that for you, Chris. I really do.
Thank you. Thank you. I expect flowers tomorrow.
I got you.
Okay. Or maybe lunch. Maybe do something for me. Maybe do something nice for me. Nobody else cares about anything else that I do. Anyway. All right. We got to get back to the calls. I have so many news and notes. I just haven't been able to get to all of them because it's been so crazy. Matthew. Oh, you know what? Matthew, hang on. Let's go to our guy, Alan Lepore in Philadelphia. What's up, Mr. Lepore? How are you?
Not much, Chris. How you doing?
Busy, 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 brother, as you know. There is no topic quite that outside of the name game that generates as much controversy as RFK Stadium.
Oh, yeah. I mean, God, why would we want to have something nice for the city? How dare we?
Well, you know, I don't know about you. I don't sense from a fan standpoint right now that there's a lot of opposition. But you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, right?
Oh, when all the Nippy folks are going to come out and complain. I got to be careful what I say because I don't remember the seven words that you're not allowed to say on air. But they're going to complain and they're going to be all, you know, probably rich kids who have trust funds, all these rich kids that haven't really had any consequences or working day in the lives.
Right.
Like, nah, we don't want this.
But the blue collar, I guess where I was heading with this.
That's not who lives there already, though. Like, it's not like that's just some big Nepi area.
Yeah, no, I get it. But I guess where I was going with this was the blue collar fans are not going to oppose going back to RFK because they only look at it as a football stadium. They only look at it as what they grew up watching or hearing about or whatever. But the blue collar fans, and when I say blue collar fans, I mean everybody kind of knows what I'm talking about. People that actually have to live on a budget, okay, and have to go to work and, you know, strap on the old boots and, you know, whatever. They are going to want this stadium to be built. And then they are going to bitch about it and cry about it and whine about it and turn their back to it as soon as they realize that it's not just buying season tickets anymore. It's not just buying club seats anymore. It's about, oh, you have to buy personal seat licenses on top of all that stuff if you want to come every game. And that's going to be very, very, very problematic. Not to mention, my guess would be, with a limited amount of parking spaces in these garage and structures that they're building, which is at least a couple, I think it's 2 to 3 right now, it's going to probably be $100 a spot.
I would guess. 75, maybe 100. They'll probably give you a 25% discount if you get season tickets.
Maybe.
This is gonna be great. Chris, you and I've always, you know, talked about this a lot. This is where it belongs. It was always gonna be just a matter of, you know, Dan selling the team, and I'm taking joy in knowing that all this is happening while he's riding away on his yacht and in London, in absolute miserableness. Going back before, touch on a couple other things, what AA was saying, doing this now before it gets to the city council, I think it's smart because now it puts pressure on the city council to come up with, and even like citizens of the neighborhood and all the not my neighborhood folks, what do you have for me? What are you going to put there? What is going to drive more tax revenue? What is going to, you know, X, Y, and Z? Because, you know, there, you know, it's a big sticker shock with the 500 million initially and up to like 1.1 billion. But that's all, you know, they're talking about a horizontal infrastructure, the water, the roads, that would have to get spent anyway by the city.
Like, right. And that's 200 million of the 1.1 billion that they're going to put out. And you bring up an excellent point, by the way, one that I didn't really necessarily think of. I keep talking about Phil Mendelson and the DC council opposition, so on and so forth. But if they disapprove this, what the hell are you? What are you going to build? Okay, you build affordable housing. Okay, they're building affordable housing one way or the other. They are.
You still have to do the studies. You still have to pay for the infrastructure for the roads, and the sewer, and the water.
And the construction.
And this is a little bit my world up here now. You know, the folks that I work with is, you know, people that build the things, they're going to be looking for tax credits. They're going to be looking for ways not to pay tax revenue for like 10 years. And the devil will be in the details. It could be possible, maybe like a percentage, they don't have to pay 10% of the full tax revenue. But all in all, it sounds like they're going to get all the tax revenue the city is, whereas if you just do some shopping centers and some affordable housing, you won't get that. You won't get that full flesh. Even in addition to that, when you talk to transportation, you're talking, you know, this is going to be, could potentially be a windfall for Metro, which has had major, and we're dealing with up here with SEPTA, they're dealing with budget issues, but they seem to be in a better spot. You're talking, you know, people going to the games, using the not only stadium Armory Line, but I was mapping this out a little bit because I'm, you know, plotting, you know, 10 years from now, how I'm going to come down from Philly to Washington. people driving down to the new Carrollton line, new Carrollton stop, you've got parking revenue there and you can Metro in. People can go stop off at Easter Market, which is like a 30-40 minute walk from the new stadium. People can grab brunch there. People can go to into Union Station and walk over the 8th Street corridor, have some brunch before taking the light rail over to the Benning Road and Oklahoma Avenue stop,
yep.
and then which is drops you right off at the RFK campus.
Yep.
So look, I mean, this it just show me your work. Like, don't just be opposed to be opposing sake. Like, show me how you're going to improve the city without this. And this is Josh went through this exact same thing here in Philadelphia. And they were going to pay for the new stadium, Sixer Stadium, in Market Street, Chinatown adjacent. People were complaining and moaning about it. That was going to, you know, do all these horrible things. And city council ended up passing it because guess what? It was going to be fully funded by him and the 76ers. And you know what we're seeing right now? It's going to be fully funded by him and the Washington Commanders and his partners, except for the infrastructure that would need to get done anyway.
Right.
So I think people can be very short-sighted and not understand that in the emotion of it, understand that this would have to be money spent anyway. And so you're going to end up seeing more of a tax revenue benefit from it. So, I mean, look, traffic already sucks. I do that drive. We've done that drive up and down 295 on Sundays. On a summer day, it's going to be like summer traffic, getting to and from the beach. And it's what, eight weeks out of the year, maybe 10. I think
is more than 10 because you're talking about there's going to be lots of other events there, concerts and so, and big other things. Right. But the point being is, listen, traffic is just a part of life when you live in a big city. When you live in Canton, Ohio, like my kids do, there's very little traffic. When you live in Washington, D.C., if you want stuff to do, if you want stuff within driving or commutable distance, guess what? There's gonna be traffic.
Yep.
Whether the stadium's in Landover, whether the stadium's in Alexandria, whether the stadium's in D.C., in downtown, in Ward 7, wherever. Period. End of story. There's going to be traffic. You're going to have to plan. You're going to have to say, okay, I don't want to sit in that traffic, so I'm going to wait for 2 hours after the game, and hopefully it's a little bit less. That's it. That's what you're going to have to do. Yeah. And if you don't want to do it, don't go. Don't go. It's just like if you don't want to buy the personal seat licenses, well, you have an option. You don't have to. Nobody's forcing you to. Nobody's hitting you over the head with a shovel to buy personal seat licenses. You don't have to.
Yeah,
if you don't want to.
And if the Danny Reyes and the Kevin Sheehan don't want to buy tickets because they don't like the name, that's more power to them.
Yeah.
One more thing before you kick me off, because I heard you saying before, shout out Molly Whalen and Best Buddies.
Yes.
They're awesome. They do a great job.
Yes.
Great work. Everybody, check out what they're doing. It's a really important work.
And thank you, my friend, for the donation. I appreciate you as always and for hooking up everything with Best Buddies, which is going strong. Alan was a big part of that introduction. And yes, Molly and Mary are the best. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you as always.
Good
to hear
you
from you. All right.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Let's get to Matthew in D.C. next up. Matthew, how are you?
I'm doing well, sir. I want to just clarify something that keeps coming up.
Mm-hmm.
The district's finances are actually in very good shape. We had a AAA bond rating from Moody's. It got reduced one grade simply because the federal government has told people not to come to work, and they're starting to shut down their operations. The district's finances are very sharp. This mayor's done an exceptional job of keeping it that way. And the way she has sharpened her pencil on this, the same way she did with Ted Leonsis at Capital One Arena, she's investing in the infrastructure, she's investing in the city, and the owners of these organizations are investing in the actual facilities themselves.
Correct.
So the district is investing to some degree in both facilities because the district owns the land, and the land is owned by Events DC, just like with Nats Park. So this is a very sharp, very shrewd move. And going back to the point that you were making with the previous caller, don't compare me to the Almighty, compare me to the alternative. You're doing a great job of debunking this stuff. There's only one thing I need you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Stop referring to it as Ward 7, because people from D.C. know this is not really Ward 7. This is a Ward 6 annex into Ward 7, because Ward 7 population has dropped and Ward 6 population has increased.
Well, okay, so I wasn't aware of that, but I was only referring to it as they referred to it this morning, meaning officials from her administration. So,
completely.
Okay.
I'm just letting you know, you might hear that from some callers.
Okay, I got you.
I agree with you, but you might hear.
Okay. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate
it.
Good information.
Bye-bye.
Yep, thank you. No, listen, I don't know ultimately about the finer points of her budget, but they went out of their way to explain everything. I'm still trying to digest it, still trying to learn. The $500 million comes out of, apparently, the capital budget, and it is... Let me see here. I think the capital budget is like $10 billion or something like that. The $181 million comes, which is for Events DC for parking, I believe comes out of the mayor's budget is how they explained it. And they are allowing Events DC, which is, I believe, owned by the city, I think, and the operating arm, if you will, to refinance a bunch of their debt. I was trying to write down as many notes as I could because I don't understand all this stuff. And then the $175 million that is also part of the $1.1 billion investment, that is by fiscal year 2032 generated, they say, by stadium activity to be reinvested primarily in parking. Then it also says they'll leverage dedicated funds from the existing sports facilities fee, which formerly was called the ballpark fee, which was involved in the acquisition of Nationals Park. The investment will require no cuts from the operating budget. Now, whether this is all true or not, I mean, ultimately has to be proven. And that's far beyond me. But as I said a week ago, when we first got some of the details, I thought this was a pretty low investment on the city's end. I really did. Now, it's a little higher than it was initially reported. It's about $1.1 billion by fiscal year 2032. And how you get there is a little bit more complex than the original, like, $800 million that it was reported. But the bottom line is, we knew that that was just an initial reporting. The bottom line is this. In order to make money, in order to create jobs, in order to spur growth, again, we always say this, need to invest. You can't have a restaurant open for dinner and business, lunch and dinner, without what? Without having ovens, without having stoves, without having pots and pans, without buying the food first. You can't have a restaurant open for business until you have that. Meaning you, as the owner, the operator, the proprietor, have to invest in your business in order to then make money. Same thing for Washington, D.C. Same thing for every city in America.
I mean, it's going to bring, I was just thinking too, all that sales tax. Everything you buy at the stadium now is all going to Maryland sales tax, and it's going to all go
exactly
D.C. sales tax. But so this that is, alone
this is
a,
what the economists don't understand. This is, I mean, honestly, I'm just saying, it's what the economists don't get, is that without these stadiums and without these entertainment destination locations, Chris, Yes, you can build other things. You can build park space. Great. How much money would you guess that a park space costs you, brings in? How much money? How much revenue?
Probably not a ton.
Exactly.
Probably costs how a lot much of maintenance money, and things.
How much money, for those that bitch about this type of thing, how much money do you think truly affordable housing? And they went over a complicated formula, one that is required by HUD and all that stuff. How much money do you think, compared to a 65,000-seat football and entertainment venue, how much money do you think truly affordable housing brings in?
Well, doesn't
versus the cost of building.
Doesn't DC have like some law too that like if you're going to build developments here, you have to build a certain percent of low-income housing as well. So you can't just buy build luxury apartments only.
Correct. And it's based on your, I guess, gross median income or whatever. That's what I was saying. That's the complicated part of it. But the point being is, if you just said, we're going to build 100% affordable housing and a high-rise condo on the site of RFK Stadium, how much money do you think that money, that housing will bring in? How much money will that housing bring in versus and compared to the amount that you have to invest to build it, on top of how many jobs will that long-term create? Not many. Not much is the answer. Because once you build the house, especially if it's affordable housing, and say it's 100% affordable housing, which it never would be, but say it's 50% affordable housing and 50% luxury housing, or whatever would qualify as luxury housing, sure, you're going to make some money. You're going to make some money back. You ain't making as much as a 65,000-seat football entertainment venue, not to mention a complete entertainment district surrounding it.
I mean, I'd worry, too, those low-income housing, people buy that up to just rent it out for Airbnb when there's events. And then
that's another part.
Yeah.
That's another part. See, people, again, don't understand how things work. Everybody wants what they think is the perfect pretty little picture. They're not willing to A, pay for it, or they're B, not willing to understand that it takes investment to fuel a return, an ROI, return on your investment. It takes investment to fuel that. And people don't quite get that. And that's why we're here, to try and educate, to try and inform, to try and opinionize on what's going on. Do the best we can with the information we have and using common sense. Again, I don't know everything, but I know a good amount of things. And I am big time in favor of doing this. That being said, there are problems. There are issues. I'll give you the issue that I started the show with. We'll wrap up the conversation next for today, and then we'll spend a little bit of time on the Caps and the Nats before the end of the show. Coming up next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host
host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.